about him in Liverpool.
Oh, really?
Oh, I fucking hate him. He can be an arse, but I found him all right. He used to be the boxing correspondent, and I love the boxing.
Right, Tom.
See you later, Jim. Well, we'll do this, get you out. Sorry, I know there's a lot of pressure on you. Chris, first of all, season's almost upon us. What are you expecting yourself, from yourself, for this season?
First of all, Tom, I've got to get fit, get myself fit and strong again.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be rude about it.
Oh, come on.
No, you're actually looking good, Nick.
Yeah, no, I'm too bad. It's just unfortunate that I picked up this foot injury on the, you know, at the back of the World Cup. So once that's right, I'll be obviously back for Warwickshire, hopefully putting some performances and try and force my way into the test scene for the series against New Zealand.
How difficult is that? Because obviously, you know, the England setup, there's a lot of talk about whether Peterson come, all sorts of talk. You're totally focused on just getting into the side. How difficult is that? What do you have to do? Just play well for Warwickshire?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously making the side last summer and then making myself a permanent part of that team was brilliant for myself. And then obviously going into the World Cup and be part of the team for now for 9 months has been brilliant. I've cemented my place, but obviously you then pick up an injury and miss a tour. So, you know, you're under pressure to put in some performances back for your county to then make sure that you're back knocking on the door again. So, as you said, I'm focused on getting fit and then putting in some performances for Warwickshire, and hopefully then I'll get a go again in the testing.
What do the management say to you? Do they keep in touch with you? How are you doing? And you're still part of our plans? Do they keep you lifted?
Yeah, they do. I mean, now I'm part of an ECB central contract. Obviously, they have more of a say than the county do. So, you know, their physios are looking after me at the minute, along with Gerhardt here at Warwickshire. But, you know, you're constantly in contact with them. And, you know, it's nice the fact that I've been part of the team now for over a year or so and been in the team. So, you know, it's nice to know that I'm still part of the plans and, you know, you're not injured and completely out of the setup. So, it's nice to know that you're still part of it, to be honest.
When you come back to play for Warwickshire, though, you come back as an England regular, an England established England cricketer. Does that put extra pressure on you to perform here?
Yeah, I think it does. I think, you know, myself and I know Belly and Trotty have been the same when they've come back. Yeah. They want to do well for Warwickshire because they're, you know, Warwickshire people and love the club as much as anything. But, you know, when you do come back and you're an international player, there is that little bit of added pressure and you feel that weight on your shoulders. But I suppose you have to try and relish the challenge and enjoy it, I think. And, you know, I certainly love coming back here and playing, and I always try and put in 100% whenever I do.
How do you work at not trying too hard, if that makes sense? Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes I'm an England player, I've got to try. Can you try too hard?
Oh, you definitely can. I think, you know, we all want to do well, and sometimes you fall into that trap of like you say, of trying to force the issue probably too much. But, you know, I think it's just a matter of doing what you do and try and execute your skills as well as you can and try and take it as any other cricket game and not try and put too much pressure on yourself. So, too much pressure on yourself, I suppose.
Warwickshire started poorly last year, but fantastic end of the season, involved in all the competitions. A decent start with the same squad. You know, they could surprise a few this year.
No, I think you're right. I think we're going to have a bit of added pressure as well, because we had a great season. You said we didn't start it well, but we finished fantastic. Mm. And, you know, to be runners-up in two competitions and win the other one, you know, that's a pretty rare season for anyone. It's a pretty good season. So, you know, there's going to be that added pressure. Teams are going to expect us to do well. So, you know, from what I've seen, the boys are really in good shape, looking good and, you know, really excited about the season ahead. But as you said, we're going to have a few teams coming to here, a test venue and trying to turn us over. So we're going to have to be on our A game.
Brendan coming in for the T20 Blasso, it's a hell of a signing, isn't it?
It's a great signing, Tom. I think, you know, whenever it was announced, I think a few people were shocked, I suppose. But, you know, it's good to see these sort of players coming and playing in the English game because, you know, the likes of Chris Gayle and Brendan McCullum bring in the fans. And, you know, it's not only good for us as players here to learn off players like that, but also for the fans to get to witness him at a home ground. It's going to be a great thing for Edgbaston and for Warwickshire.
When you're in the dressing room, who's the person who keeps the banter going, apart from you?
Well, I don't, Tom. I can tell you that now. I'm usually copping on the end of it, to be honest with you. Who's the main... I'm going to say Ricky
latest?
Clark. Ricky Clark. Yeah. He likes a chinwag. You know, southern fairy, as we call him. So he's a bit of a lad and, you know, gets stuck into a few of the boys. And usually Laurie Evans cops it from him, to be honest.
Just looking at the football, I know you're a big football fan, big Villa fan. Nervous?
I am a bit, to be honest with you, Tom. Tuesday night was a bit nervy. It was a great game of football, but just unfortunately...
If you're a neutral, you love it, don't you?
Well, it was, yeah. I was definitely nervous in the stands, but I suppose a point's a point, and, you know, we're in a bit of a dog scrap, but hopefully we can get out of it. It's, It's not nice seeing us down there, to be honest.
Jonah, I suppose after the two, the cup and the league, I suppose you had a few words with him.
Yeah, I did. Well, I was in Australia at the time, so I texted him a couple of times saying two in a week. You've got to be a bit gutted about that. So I didn't get a reply, funnily enough. But, you know, they didn't do us a favour losing to QPR last week, did they, the Baggies? Yeah, so, you know, it's all on the Villa. They've got to put out some performances to try and get us out of it.
Will you be at Wembley?
I am. I'm down there, Tom, so I'm looking forward to that.
Are you fancy him?
Well, I was hoping it was going to be Blackburn and not Liverpool, but I suppose a semi-final at Wembley, I suppose it's anyone's, but yeah, I'm hoping we just can put in a good performance and, you know, show what we're made of, I suppose.
FA Cup final, staying up, that'd do, wouldn't it?
Well, I would, yeah. I think the fans have, you know, deserved a bit of success after the season we've had, but I think obviously staying up's probably the primary target, but I suppose now we're in the semi, it'd be nice to get to the final and try and compete.
I can't believe how you've just said the fans deserve something. Look across the city and see what you can go through. I mean, come on, let's have a bit of sympathy here.
True. I know we're in a better position than a couple of the other teams, but it wouldn't be nice to see us go down. I know you'd probably like to see us go down.
No, not at all. Not at all. Absolutely. I would relish the derbies.
Okay, of course. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So hopefully, I'd rather see Blues come up than Villa go down.
And that would be the best way, wouldn't it, for the Midlands? Listen, have a great season, pal. Good luck to you.
Cheers, Tom.
Cheers, mate. Are you going to come to the...